A private hell. Steve Whipshank pondered his situation as he walked up his parents' driveway. His girlfriend Callie had wanted him to smoke some marijuana tonight at the party. He had said,
"No thanks, Turtle Dove. I've got a headache."
He descended into the basement where his room was. He stared up at the overhead mirrors placed strategically overhead at the bed while thinking about Callie's earlier offer.
Should I or should I not?
He started to go relieve the immense pressure on his bladder when he heard a quiet knock on his window. He opened the curtains swiftly, surprised to see his gal kneeling outside. He hurriedly opened the window to let her in. Instantly, she was in his arms and frenching him like mad.
"I want to feel your hard cock deep inside me right now," she breathed.
He replied,
"No thanks, Turtle Dove. I've had a headache."
Just then, his bedroom door burst open, his parents staring at Callie in mute disbelief. Steve suddenly had a hair-trigger orgasm. The room stank of cum. Callie bolted for the window, dropping a quarter bag of reefer on the floor as she ran out into the street.
Thester Whipshank snagged the stash and waved it in his son's face.
"You want me to shove this up your druggy ass?"
He answered,
"No thanks, Dad. I have a buttache."
Callie was so horny, you know how women are. She ran her hands all over her breasts, thinking about Mr. Whipple. Sexual fantasy sequence. Callie shops. Her cart is full of dildos and pills. She stops to check out a penis display. A man stood behind a cardboard sign, a hole allowing his meat to be seen by shoppers. Callie holds it, fondles it, squeezes it.
"Please don't squeeze the penis,"
Mr. Whipple begs. Callie only squeezes it harder and harder. It spurts a white cling to her hands. Out on the street, Steve dug into a garbage can for leftovers. Nights he would huff paint. He would steal from people's garages. How could he have sunk so low? Did his headache ever go away? I can't tell you tonight, Turtle Dove. By Mystery X and Dean Blaze, circa 1893.